The following presentation is brought to you by
Section 31.
Proud makers of
CDs, tape lyrics.
And now a word from our sponsors.
If you're like most kids, you're tired of that same old breakfast every day. Wish there was something more exciting to eat? Well, now there is. Put the zing back into your morning with
Super Genius
cereal from Quaker. The out-of-this-world cereal with the crazy crunch. With the vitamins and minerals that your family needs. And who can beat ingredients like niacinamide, thiamine mononitrate, pyridoxine hydrochloride, and riboflavin? To all the moms out there, that's space code for a great balanced breakfast that'll shoot your atomic energy sky high. So don't waste your time with the rest. Make your choice the best with the out-of-this-world cereal with the crazy crunch.
Super Genius.
Brand cereal from Quaker.
It's atomic!
That's right.
Yeah! And yeah, don't stop. Welcome to episode 6 of the Super Genius Cereal Show. And I am the host of Super Genius Freddie Blast, a.k.a. DJ Do The Most. And it's been a long time in the making, y'all. That's right. I've been in the lab and the system building mill shit, creating this masterpiece, but now it's finally done. And this time, what I got on deck is nothing but ill movie scores. That's right, I said scores. Not soundtrack, scores. Now let me break down the difference between the two. The soundtrack is what you get in movies nowadays where you got songs by the so-called hottest rapper or R&B singers that's not even in the movie itself. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the score is what you hear in the movie when a certain scene is going down. Case in point, remember when Priest was chasing that junkie through the alley? Or when Tommy Gibbs and his boys were walking through Harlem and James Brown music was playing in the background? That's what I'm talking about. That is a score. Now, don't get it twisted. I ain't just gonna cover scores from black exploitation flicks. I'm gonna give you joints from all kinds of flicks, whether it's drama, sci-fi, action, martial arts. As long as it's dope, I'ma bring it. But in the meantime, in between time, let me holler at some of my peoples, the legendary Section 31 crew, DJ Scheme Richards and Lance. And be sure to check out the Hot Peas and Butter Tour whenever it's in your area. www.hotpeasandbutter.com. My man VS the Best, aka Rikishi Sensei, and that Fresh Off the Shelves podcast is knocking. Get at him at diggercrates.podomatic.com. My little sister Steph Pockets and my evil twin brother Bump the Most, working on that latest album, and it's knocking. My cousin DJ Rocksteady in the legendary Trauma Center. Be sure to look up their latest album, The Game of Death, on iTunes, Amazon.com, Rhapsody, and other online music stores. The original DJ Finesse, Mike Genius, my man Ricky Flint all the way out in Seattle, Sputnik Scoop 7, and to all the fans in Japan's Rock On. Cool quarter, it ain't no bullshit. And if you want, you can now follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/FreddieBlast. And to all the music and movie lovers, this one is for you and yours.
Genius cereal show.
Hey, look, I don't mean to be dipping into y'all's business, but you've been corporatized, blackularized, and superfied. You've been macked, hammered, slaughtered, and shafted. Now we want to turn you on to some brand new jive. You're going to be glorified, unified, and filled with pride when you see five on the black hand side. Five, five, on the black hand side. It's a real clean scene with a lot of laughter in between.
Freddie Blast!
Boy.
contemporary filmgoers are sort of conditioned by virtue of what they've seen and heard in the past. That doesn't mean there isn't room for innovation and change, which we're seeing much more, I think, on the independent side than on the side of the commercial studio film.
Thank you. show with Drew the Boss, aka the super genius, Freddy Blast.
So no, it's top priority.
So am I. It's suicide.
All right, we'll go $100,000. BB, I lost three of my best men in there. Now I'm asking you as a favor.
Shit. You're asking me to be the fourth. Why don't you get the cats upstairs to make the leaders the ghetto? Get a couple tanks and blast it down. You know what? You ought to write comedies for television.
That's really cute, but can it be done?
Hell no. But goddamn, man!
I mean, won't you even give it a try?
Don't think that shit. I think it's getting invisible.
Pure dynamite.
Burn it.
Oprah Jones. She is sticking her nose in my business, Zach.
And when trouble goes down in her old neighborhood.
Watch out, Natalie!
When the man gets played against her friends.
I'm clean. Somebody put that on me.
And the heaviest cats in town make the scene. This mama will explode.
I'll take care of Cleopatra Jones.
Man, that road is 10 miles of bad road.
That's right.
This isn't exactly your jurisdiction.
My jurisdiction extends from Ankara, Turkey to Watts Tower, baby.
Tamara Dobson.
You dig it?
Bernie Casey.
If they want this house, they gotta bring something to get something.
And Shelley Winters.
The honeymoon is over.
Cleopatra Jones.
Hey, no!
The Big Score.
The general Hollywood tone is usually go after whoever's hot, you know, whoever had a big success, whoever is getting the most press. That's who you want for your composer, for your actor, for your cinematographer, and so on. The more European style is that you develop very deep and profound relationships with people, and you explore those more and more. Monogamy as opposed to promiscuity, I suppose, in a way. You know, there are two ways to do it. Different, you get a different result. Different result. Different result.
Turn around. That means change from front to back.
That's the law of the way police.
You better show me some identification.
You always carry that thing?
Got it, man.
Yeah, I checked.
What do you mean?
So you're thinking about leaving town?
I'm leaving.
Like a few answers.
Let's cut the crap, Slaughter. I know what happened in Mexico. You crossed up some big people. They got a lot of friends up here who want to see you dig. You got a reputation, Slaughter. You like to operate alone?
Yes, don't even think of it.
You're not going to turn this town into a shooting gallery, shooting gallery.
Pelham 123, come in, please.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I was automatic.
Pelham 123, do you read me? Come in, Pelham 123.
Pelham 123, where the fuck are you?
What was that? An exhibition? We need emotional content. Try again. I said emotional content, not anger. Now try again. With me.
How did it feel to you?
Let me think.
Don't think.
Feel. It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Do you understand?
Never take your eyes off your opponent, even when you bow.
Welcome. You honor our island. I look forward to a tournament of truly epic proportions. We are unique, gentlemen, in that we create ourselves. Through long years of rigorous training, sacrifice, denial, pain, we forge our bodies in the fire of our will.
Thank you.
Meet the deadly angels. Meet four of the most beautiful women in the world. Meet four of the most deadly females alive. The deadly angels. They know every way there is to capture, love, and kill their man. An international diamond smuggling ring is the target. Death and diamonds is the name of the game. And the game doesn't stop until all the players are busted. But deadly angels follow a diamond trail that glitters with a glow of death. It will take you across forbidden boundaries into the world of international smuggling, murder, and death. See every facet of big power and destruction. Don't miss the deadly angels. They know how to get their man. They know how to turn you on. See the deadly angels. Distributed by World Norfolk Corporation. Rated R.
The Big Score.
This is the headquarters of the Transit Police, which occupies the entire second floor of this building. We call it the Knife Center. Right over here, the status board pinpoints the disposition of every transit authority patrolman presently in the field. That's it. Get a good shot of that. Well, things are usually jumping pretty good in here. I suppose you gentlemen have your share of crime in the Tokyo subways, right? Right? Well, that's the way it goes. These are the assignment desks, one for each of the lines. This is the BMT, the IRT, here's the IND, here's our artist and residents. And right through here is our operations lieutenant, Mr. Rico Patron, who on weekends works for the mafia. Rico, I'd like you to meet some good friends in the jam.
Hiya.
Very good friends, Rico. Rico, these are the directors of the Tokyo.
Shock for a man just opening his eyes, great digger. What you boys want?
Oh, we just thought we'd drop by and pay you our sympathies.
Heard you was bombed out of the turkey business. Any man in business has to expect a few minor losses.
And the credit furniture line run out of credit.
Don't mean a thing. I work for an old established firm.
Wake up, Casper. Somebody up here in Harlem is shuffling the deck.
They only wasted the white boy so far. I wonder when they'll get around to wasting the house,
the super genius serial show. Thank you.
pay. We'll tell them we need time to get the money together.
Do I get this right? You're gonna play this creepy game?
It'll get us more breathing space.
So it might get somebody killed. Did you let me meet with the son of a bitch?
I agree with the chief. We'll do it this way.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Come on, Callahan. Let's go.
Callahan!
Sir?
I don't want any more trouble like you had last year in the film orchestra. Understand? That's my policy.
Yeah, well, when the adult male is chasing a female, I don't intend to commit rape. I shoot the bastard. That's my policy.
Intent. How did you establish that?
When a naked man is chasing a woman through an alley with a butcher knife and a heart on him, I figure he is now collecting the Red Cross, cross.
$0.10 for every 3 minutes, Pinky.
I swear to God, I'm gonna educate you.
Wait a minute. I got something else.
I haven't got time.
Sounds like you need a little more
meat.
What the hell
are you doing?
Who are you?
Just
do? Jake, who heard Grossville needed killing. That contract was only open for professionals. Don't I qualify? Spent 8 years at some of your best private institutions. That's a clean job. You call that a clean job? In the middle of the afternoon? In a barbershop with witnesses? That's why I did it in front of everybody. So they could see it. Everybody knows your organization. Don't employ no name.
Paid the cost to be the boss.
Sit down.
Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. You know what to see.
Says folks don't have any ambition. No, you don't know what you let yourself in for. There might be a whole load of people I want to get rid of. You might not have yourself a good deal after all. Well, I've been a little overtime. Hello.
Told you so. Having fun. Got money for fun. Having fun. Got money fun. Having fun. Got money fun. Having fun. Got money fun. Cause paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss.
Look, they're paying me a lot of money to come up with some ideas and not just to come up with some pretty notes, to be, you know, to be part of the filmmaking process.
The Super Genius Serial Show.
Reflecting the environment in a movie score is one used by a number of distinguished composers.
Even as wonderful as the Hitchcock-Bernard Herrmann collaboration was, it's almost isn't even comparable to how important Marconi was to Leone and Leone was to Marconi. In fact, it's almost you can't even imagine the movies without Marconi's music.
Marconi is now widely regarded as one of the world's most important film composers, having written nearly 400 film scores and been nominated for 5 Oscars. Thank you.
back after this important message.
And he's back doing what he does best. The Black Superman of the martial arts, star of the famous Enter the Dragon.
Mr. Lucas?
I've been known to be called the Black $6 Million Man.
It's Jim Kelly, and he's taking on a $1 million job.
Holding this briefcase is like carrying a time bomb.
No one knows you're carrying diamonds.
No one except the most ruthless and brutal murderers in the Far East, led by the deadly Tattoo Connection. Diamonds, death, and desire were his calling cards. He broke all the rules and made his own.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And so are diamond thieves. And this one knows how to use them. Jim Kelly is the target. He's as cool as 007 and a master in the martial arts. He's James Bond and Bruce Lee rolled up into one cool package of dynamite, waiting to explode when he meets the Tattoo Connection. Brace yourself for a high-speed, non-stop ride into the world of diamonds and death. Jim Kelly pulls out all the stops and takes on an army of killers as life and death hang on every blow in a no-holds-barred, anything-goes kung fu marathon. He takes all they've got to give, and they come down hard. But still, he comes back for more. This Black Superman, this one-man demolition squad, is a fireball of raw energy, bringing you non-stop kung fu action, every move a lesson in the martial arts. Kung fu is king, and Kelly's got it. You get it in The Tattoo Connection, starring Jim Kelly.
They say the number one killer.
Thank you.
I like to I like to find the tempo of the editor's cutting, and the better the editing of a sequence is, the closer I can lock myself to it. And I like to make it feel at the end of an action sequence that the editor cut the scene literally to my music, to my music, to my music.
Baby, Sheba, baby. Pam Grier, that foxy brown coffee gal, is Sheba, baby.
I'm gonna take a shower.
Meet the queen of the private eyes, pulling the teeth of a blood-sucking loan shark by land, sea, and air.
Before I turn you in, you tell me about your operation, and you better tell me fast, before you lose your head.
When you're after the top banana, you peel off the skin.
What you gonna do with that gun, Mama?
Nothing if you roll down that window.
Oh, what?
I said roll down that window before I blast a hole in your head.
Flamin' Pam, giving the gun brothers the frizzies, and their boss man the tizzies.
Have I bruised your masculinity?
You're sexy. I had to take you.
Try me.
It's her!
Sorry to interrupt your little party, but you and I have something to settle.
The heat's on in the street for that big bad mama, but she's doing the cooking. And any cat in her way is gonna get fried. Sheba, baby. The kind of baby every swinger likes to hold.
Coming soon, the return of the big...